Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, February 1st. The province's science table says indicators suggest this phase of the Omicron wave of COVID-19 has plateaued or is in decline, and it says public health measures helped control the number of cases. But it also says the easing of those public health measures will likely be followed by an increase in cases, and the advisory table believes an increase in hospitalizations and ICU admissions is likely. It does add, the size of any resurgence is difficult to predict and will depend on vaccination, the spread of Omicron, and changes in behavior. The science table also says vaccination continues to be highly effective against severe outcomes. The food security coordinator for the United Way of Bruce Gray says there is a need to inform and to correct misconceptions when it comes to the size and scope of the food security issue. Paul Wagenaar of the United Way spoke to Meaford councillors at their meeting on Monday about the situation in Gray Bruce.
Food insecurity is a hidden issue in many of our communities, and not having enough food affects far more people than most of us realize. We need to inform, to educate, to correct misconceptions, and demonstrate the size and scope of this issue.
The food security dashboard on the United Way's website says over the past year, an average of 419 meals were provided by local programs daily. Gray Bruce OPP say a Chatsworth resident is facing numerous charges following the execution of a search warrant. Police say last Thursday, their crime unit, emergency response team, tactics and rescue unit, and canine unit executed a search warrant in Chatsworth. Police say it resulted in the seizure of firearms, ammunition, and drugs suspected to be methamphetamine, hydromorphone, and other controlled substances. The 51-year-old Chatsworth man was remanded into custody and will make a court appearance in Owen Sound at a later date. It's a big day tomorrow in South Bruce Peninsula, where Wyarton Willie is getting ready to make his appearance for the 66th annual Groundhog Day prognostication. This year, Wyarton Willie's understudy, a brown groundhog, will call for an early spring or six more weeks of winter after the most recent albino Willie passed away. Mayor Janice Jackson says the town hopes to find another albino groundhog in the future. The prediction morning event will be done in virtual format in light of the pandemic. Jackson says prediction morning will be streamed on the Town of South Bruce Peninsula's YouTube channel, and we will be following prediction morning on this station as well. That's set to happen at 7:55 tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, Wyarton is going to play host to Poutine Feast for the Labor Day weekend. The event will be set up at Blue Water Park in Wyarton on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The event features an assortment of poutine vendors. Owen Sound recently turned down a proposal to host the traveling feast. Mayor Janice Jackson.
So excited that we were able to accommodate them. It's going to be a huge event for our town, and we're going to encourage all of our merchants, Burford Street to have sidewalk sales, and we're just going to make this a huge town event.
The town says the event is expected to bring between 10 and 15,000 visitors to the area over the course of the Labor Day weekend. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 221 points to 21,319. The Dow Jones is up 273 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.85 U.S. cents, up 16 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $88.40, up 25 cents a barrel. In sports, at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts at Thunder Bay in Draw 10 this morning, the Holly Duncan Rink from Woodstock, representing Ontario, defeated Nova Scotia 8-6 in an extra end. The Duncan Rink, which includes Julie Tippin from Owen Sound, is 1-4. Tonight at 7, Ontario will go against BC, who is also 1-4. The complete list of teams and the schedule for the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard presented by Bruce Power has been released. It's on our RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack are in Kitchener to face the Rangers. The Attack have won two in a row, including a 5-2 win at Kitchener last Friday night. Owen Sound is sixth in the Western Conference, 5 points up on both Kitchener and the Sarnia Sting. The Attack are at Guelph on Friday night to meet the Storm, and then host the Storm on Saturday night in the rematch. 11 games in the NHL tonight, including a rematch for the Toronto Maple Leafs with the Devils in New Jersey. In the NBA, 7 games tonight, including the Miami Heat at Toronto to meet the Raptors. And NFL quarterback Tom Brady officially announced his retirement from football today on Instagram. In his career, Tom Brady was a three-time NFL MVP and was the winning quarterback for the Super Bowl champions seven times.